Right then, welcome to tonight's practice, everybody.
Just checking that I'm recording.
Yes, I'm recording. So welcome to tonight's practice, everybody. So for those of you who were here last week, you might remember that we started doing our journey through the chakras. So we were starting to work with the energy system that goes from our roots down at our tail all the way up to the crown of the head. And that central column of energy is the home of 7 wheels of energy. They are known as the chakras. Last week we were working with Muladhara chakra, Mula meaning root. And we started to do a practice last week that gave us that ability to get steady, clear, focused and grounded. And so tonight we're going to go up to the second chakra, but still use the foundation of what we were working on last week. Because in the second chakra, which is just here above the pubic bone and down below the navel, the second chakra here is governed by the element of water. And its name is Swadhisthana. And Swadhisthana has a couple of different translations. Usually it's known as your home, one's dwelling place or own abode, something along those lines. And in this book, which is my favourite psychology path through the chakras by Anadeya Judith, she describes the translation as sweetness. And I kind of like that word, not just because it's a nice word, but because usually in this region of our bodies, I think especially as women, we're taught to hold everything in here. Everything has to be kind of firm and toned and tight here in the belly. And the mantra really for the second chakra is to let go and go with the flow and try to find sweetness no matter what obstacle you're facing, really. Because of course it's easy to find, to when things are comfortable in our lives and everything is going along swimmingly, it's easy to find sweetness then. It's a bit more challenging to find sweetness when things aren't going so well or when we have unexpected hurdles and obstacles in our life. So throughout our practice tonight, we're going to be trying to tap into that fluid energy of the second chakra that helps us to find and tap into our creativity, that guides us through the kind of lumps and bumps and the hurdles on our path. Because if we don't tap into that creativity, we can often end up feeling stuck. And going back to kind of the first chakra, if you think of the first chakra, the foundation, almost like a cup as a foundational vessel for our for the water element, then what we want to do is to have that water moving around in the cup. We want it to be moving and whirlpooling and swirling around, because if we don't, then the energy gets dull and stagnates. But we don't want to move it around so much that it kind of overflows and sloshes out, else our cup runs dry. So we want to tap into that energy, but not so much that we spill over. So in our practice tonight, we're going to hopefully find still that rooted, centered balance that we had last week, but try to tap into that fluid nature of our being as well. So that's where we're going in our second chakra practice tonight. So you can take a comfortable seat, and making sure that when you sit, that your knees are as high as your knees, your knees are as high as your hips, or just a little bit lower down. And the legs can stretch out in front if cross-legged, it doesn't feel great. Wide apart, so a nice broad foundation if the legs are stretched out. Kneeling, also an option if that's preferable. And then as you come to sit, let's take our left hand onto the lower belly, so just above your pubic bone, below your navel. And take your right hand just behind your back, so kind of mirroring your left hand, but your hand resting onto your lower back, the back of the sacrum. And you can just let yourself settle in there. Close your eyes, even out your weight across your seat. Let your spine become tall and erect and lengthy. Notice if you're pitching forwards or if you're rocking back. And let yourself just ground into the weight in your seat and allow yourself to rise up out of that steady foundation, up towards the light through the crown of the head. And then start to breathe down into the space between your palms. In the middle here, in the center between the palms, this is the home of the second chakra. The dwelling place, the sweet space, the home of our creative potential, and the home of our sensuality and sexuality too. Of course, all of our reproductive organs are in this region of our body. And the sensuality, this second chakra is very much all about the sensations, all about connecting and feeling the movement that the water element brings into our physical bodies. And we're going to spend quite a bit of time tonight just exploring the sensations, getting used to being with the sensations, no matter if it feels sweet or not. Trying, of course, not to head into any kind of pain, but noticing when things do feel a little bit sticky or tight or slightly uncomfortable. So just breathing all the way down there into the second chakra. And it might be tricky to access, but just be persistent with your endeavor, trying to breathe into this place that is all about being fluid and flowing and where we live and dwell in our body. And just taking a few more breaths all the way down there. And in the first chakra, we really learned about stability and focus last week. And now in our practice tonight, in the second chakra, our challenge is kind of the opposite. Our challenge is to simply let go, to flow, to move, to feel, to surrender, and really tap into the water essence of feeling that is really connected to the second chakra. So just taking one more breath there, connecting, feeling the sensations. And then as you exhale, just allowing your hands to come into prayer position in front of the chest. And just asking yourself how your belly feels right now. Does it feel tight, loose, constricted, or conflicted in any way? And then asking yourself if there is a challenge going on for you in your life right now, an obstacle that perhaps is on your path where you're not quite sure what to do with it. You're not sure how to solve the problem. Maybe you only see one way around it, one solution perhaps, and that isn't sitting comfortably with you. Just anything that is challenging you right now. It could be a situation, a person, anything at all. And then just sitting with that sensation. Notice where and how that manifests in your body. And then starting to breathe into your lower belly again until the charge around that challenge begins to soften. And as I said earlier, it's very easy to sit when things are feeling comfortable. Slightly harder to sit when things are feeling more challenging. So keep your attention there, keep your expansion there. Notice the sensation beginning to soften a little. And then as we move and flow through our practice, hopefully we'll start to tap into that creative fluid energy and our own rhythm. And towards the end of the practice, we might be able to see a different way, a different perspective, a different river flowing around that obstacle. So as you next inhale, let's circle the arms around and up, reach all the way up to the sky. And as you exhale, bring the hands down through the midline, back in front of the heart. Bowing into the heart space and our intention for practice now to simply go with our flow and let go. So you can let go of any hard edges around your belly. Blink open your eyes, release your hands down. You can give your legs a little stretch out ahead, give them a bounce up and down. And then bring the soles of the feet together out ahead of you. So a Baddha Konasana shape. And don't have the heels too close to the groin. So you've almost got a diamond shape between the legs. And then as you inhale, let's circle the arms around and up. And as you exhale, we're just going to take a twist around to the right, just getting an idea of the sensations in and around the hips and the pelvis. And then as you inhale, let's bring the arms back to center. And as you exhale, let's twist over to the left. Again, noticing how it feels around the hips at this time. Then as you inhale, bring the arms up. And as you exhale, we're just going to fold forwards. Some friends are just maybe going to rest their hands on the inner knees. Some friends, the forearms will rest on the inner thighs. And some friends, the hands will come to the floor ahead of the toes. We'll just round out over the legs. And this pose called Tarasana, so if somebody was looking at us from up above, will be almost like a six-pointed star from above. So let yourself just soften into this shape. Doesn't matter about trying to get your head onto your feet or anything like that. Just let yourself really settle into the shape and release any tension in and around your lower back, in and around your hips. And we'll start that process of surrendering with a couple of nice long exhales through the mouth. So take a big in-breath through the nose and then empty out through the mouth. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And one more just like that. Breathing in into your lower belly and then soften and surrender completely over your legs. At the end of that exhalation, you can slowly roll yourself up, help your legs come back together. Come off your support and then lower down onto your back, keeping your knees bent. So as you come down onto your back, feel free to have that extra layer underneath you, a little layer of warmth there underneath your kidneys if you like. And then you're just going to drop your knees out to the side so the soles of the feet come together. And the heels can be any distance away. They might be closer if it feels like you've got some space in the hips and the pelvis. The heels might go further down towards the front of the mat if you need a bit more space. And feel free to get blocks underneath the outside of your hips if you feel like you need a bit of support there too. If it feels like everything's a little bit grippy, get some support underneath the outer thighs. So that you can really encourage the muscles to let go. Let's take our hands into Yoni Mudra, the mudra we were working with last week, the little triangle around the navel. The tips of the thumbs touch above your navel, the edges of your index fingers touch together just below your navel, and the fingers are pointing downward towards your roots. Start to breathe into your lower belly again, nice and gently. And if you remember, the energy we were working with last week for the Muladhara Chakra was called Apana Vayu. Apana, the downward, Vayu, the energy or the wind. And this week, we're going to work with a similar kind of energy, but we're going to work with Apana, the downward movement of energy, as well as Vyana Vayu, the circulating energy, almost like a whirlpool. So those two energies govern the second chakra, the space in the lower belly. So we're going to start to slowly lengthen the breath now and create a wave of energy up through the body. So we're going to be breathing in for a count of four into four different segments of our bodies. So as you next breathe into your roots, into your pelvis, into your ribs, up to your chest, and then empty out chest, ribs, pelvis, and out through your roots. Breathing in for one to the roots, two to the pelvis, three to the ribs, four to the chest, and emptying out chest, ribs, pelvis, roots. So as you're breathing in, up from your roots for one, two, three, four to the chest, and emptying out four, three, two, one, out of the roots. And just counting for yourself, moving the breath through those three segments, to be easeful. Try to feel that fluid quality of the breath pouring in and out. The smoothness to the wave of your breath. And don't worry if you lose track or your mind wanders. Just start again at number one and continue. At the end of your next exhalation, we're going to add on to that count. So as you next inhale, breathe in from your roots to the pelvis, to the ribs, to the chest, and then up to the throat and the third eye, and then down, third eye, throat, chest, ribs, pelvis, and roots. So this time it turns into more of a count of six as you're breathing in all the way up from your roots to the third eye. And you're emptying out for a count of six from your third eye all the way down to your roots. Just the last few rounds breathing in that way. Smooth, steady rhythm. And it's said that the water element create the connective flow between breath and movement, just like a current of water. So imagining this wave, this ripple of the breath, like a current of water moving up to the third eye and then down and out through your roots. And the last cycle of breath in that way, breathing in. And breathing out for that count of six, all the way down and up. And at the end of your next exhalation, let your breath return back to its own regular rhythm. Take your hands onto the outside of your thighs when you're done. Help the knees come back to the midline, and you can draw your knees towards your chest. Cup one palm onto each kneecap, and as you inhale, start to straighten the arms so the thighs move away from you. And as you exhale, flare the elbows out to the side so that the thighs come closer towards you. So as you inhale, the thighs move away, and as you exhale, the elbows flare out. So just a really nice, easeful movement, just encouraging the back door to Svadhisthana Chakra, to really stretch that space where we had our hand at the beginning of our practice, starts to lengthen and open. Just two more cycles of Apanasana. You might recognize that word Apana again within the name of this little pose, meaning the downward energy once again moving down into the pelvis. Next time you exhale and the thighs come closer to you, part the legs wide, circle the knees out and down to the front of your mat, then bring the knees together up the mid-seam back to your navel. Keep your palms on your kneecaps and make your circles just as big as feels comfortable for you tonight. Whoops, hello. So as you're circling, just listen and feel. How does it feel on one side and the other? Does it feel equally smooth as you're circling? Or does one side feel a little bit clicky or clunky? Let's change direction and see if that affects the sensation in and around your pelvis. Listen and feel and get used to being with the sensations, even when sometimes it feels a little bit tight or tender. And then next time your knees come back to the center, bring the knees together, and you can give yourself a little rock and roll on your back.
So you can rock and roll side to side or forwards or back or circling on your lower back. Whatever feels nice. Just awakening and releasing the back. And then start to give yourself a bit of momentum back and forth with a view that you're going to rock up to sit. If that's too much, you can just roll to one side and press the floor away. Great. And then when you're up, you're going to come all the way over to all fours. Padding for knees if you need it, or double up your mat. And we're going to start with the knees underneath the hips, the toes pointing to the back wall, the heels of the hands slightly forwards of the shoulders, middle fingers pointing out ahead. Plug the shoulders in, a more traditional cat-cow variation to begin. So as you inhale, take the groins back, the heart forwards, lengthen the back of the neck. As you exhale, tuck under the toes, press the floor away and round through the spine. Inhale, point the toes, the groins back, the heart forwards. Exhale, tuck the toes and get round. And go back and forth with the rhythm of your breath, being guided by that inner river, the current of your life force, moving through you. And it doesn't matter if you're going at a slightly different pace than me or anyone else. Really finding your rhythm as you breathe in and breathe out. And last two cycles like that. Noticing those parts of the spine that feel a little bit stuck together or constricted, and those parts that feel very mobile and limber. At the end of your next exhalation, bring yourself back to neutral, so somewhere in between those two extremes. And then we're going to circle around to the back of the mat and then up to the front of the mat. So we're circling the torso over the earth. It doesn't matter which direction you're going in necessarily. Doesn't matter how big your circles are. Just softening your elbows, softening your neck and your throat, softening your jawline. As you start to spread the synovial fluid, the oil, the grease between the joints with these kind of circular rhythms. And of course, our bodies are made up of a huge percentage of water, over 60%. So no surprise that the second chakra really governs all of those fluid elements of our being. The water content in our cells, the synovial fluid that acts like grease between our joints, the blood and the lymph as it circulates and flows. Next time your hips reach back to your heels, let's change the direction and go the other way around. You might start small and spiral bigger. You might start small, stay small. You might be big circles from the get-go. So whatever feels nice in your body, really listening and feeling and trying to find that sensation of sweetness as you flow. Great, everybody. Next time you're hips rock back towards your heels, you can pause there, take your knees nice and wide out to the sides of your mat, your big toes touch together, take your forehead to a yoga block or down to the floor, and reach your hands back towards your heels. Make your hands into soft fists and start to circle your wrists. So just releasing the wrists after a little bit of weight bearing. Circling the opposite way a few times. And stretching the arms straight back out ahead again. And coming back to all fours, the toes tucked under. I'm going to do more of a rolling cat kind of movement now. Just turn on my side so that you can see it a bit more clearly. So as you inhale, just as we did a moment ago, take the groins back and the heart forwards. And then as you exhale, round the spine like a cat. But then you're going to keep that rounded shape as you rock your hips towards your heels. Soften the elbows, hug the inner elbows in. Try not to let your forearms touch the floor, but come through in that cow kind of position. That, and then round the spine, press the floor away and rolling back. So the elbows hug in as you flow. So finding your rhythm with this rolling cat-cow. Breathing in and coming forwards. Breathing out, rounding and rolling back. So taking your time and finding that rhythm for yourself.
Okay, shall I?
I'll talk us into it again then. So as you inhale, take the heart forwards, the groins back. Exhale and round the spine, and then you keep that rounded action and you rock your hips to your heels. Soften your elbows, hug them in. Bring the heart through, so you've got that little dip in the spine as you come up and the arms straighten, and then you round again and you roll back. So it's like the cat-cow, but much more of a rolling action. We start to strengthen the shoulder girdle and find some fluidity whilst we still got that feeling of containment, of stability and support in the shoulders. Great. Taking just a couple more cycles, just like that. Lovely. Try not to flare your elbows out. That encourages us to use a totally different muscle set. So let's try to keep squeezing the inner elbows in to the side body. Nice. Great. And then next time, you find yourself coming all the way through and the arms straighten. Bring the spine back into neutral. Come down onto your forearms and slither all the way down onto your belly. Take your chin or forehead down onto the floor. Bring your hands off your mat onto tented fingers. Turn to look out and make sure that your wrists are underneath your elbows. Keep the chin down, point your tiptoes back, and then start to just circle one shoulder. And then the other. And it might start, you might start to sway a little bit from side to side. You might start to rise up towards a little baby cobra, more of that swaying movement though. And maybe lowering down, you might go up high and then spiral over to the other side and come down low. So let it be just more of a spontaneous feeling. Maybe one shin lifts, both shins lift, and they move like little windshield wipers from side to side. So whatever feels good in your body, having this kind of rippling movement, this is a modified, more spontaneous cobra movement. And the word in Sanskrit for spontaneous is sahaja. And that's just a lovely sounding word, isn't it? Sahaja Bhujangasana, a more flowing serpent-like snake movement. And there's no right or wrong with this. Look for the places that feel tight. Around the shoulders, around the back. See if you can wiggle some space into them. At the end of your next exhalation, come back to the center. And let's take a full prostration. Bring your chin or forehead down to the floor. Stretch your arms straight out ahead. Palms come together like a little arrow pointing dead ahead. That doesn't feel so great in your shoulders, though. Keep your palms shoulder width apart. Bring your big toes together to touch. Drop your heels out to the side. And start to breathe down into that lower part of your belly once again. Take a full breath in and then breathe out, nice soft sigh through your mouth. Really surrendering. Breathe in and out through the mouth. Let it go. Last one, just like that. Breathing in and out. Great. Slide the hands back alongside your chest. Press the floor away so that you press up through a kneeling position. And you can walk your hands towards you and come all the way up to a tall kneeling position. Still keep the padding there if you want to. Let's bring our right foot forwards to the top of the mat. Wiggle the foot out ahead so that you can see your toes ahead of your knee. You might want to walk that foot wider off to the side if you feel a bit unsteady and unstable this evening. Otherwise, just keep the thigh bone in the center. Let's bring the hands down either side of that foot, or if you walked the foot over to the right, bring the hands down to the inside of, both hands are on the inside of the foot. That makes it slightly more roomy in the hip. So if you're a little bit tighter, that's probably the way to go. As you inhale, let everything settle. And as you exhale, just bringing the groin slightly back. And as you inhale, draw the tailbone under, lift the torso, reach the fingers to the sky. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips, belly to thigh, and sweep the arms back, relax the neck. Inhale, draw the tail towards the pubic bone as you rise, getting that foundational support. And as you exhale, take the groins back and wide. Inhale, last little pulse like this to the sky. And exhale, release the hands down. As you inhale now, drag the heart forwards to right knee. Bring the pelvis forwards. And as you exhale, rock your pelvis back. Work to straighten the front leg a little bit or a lot. Inhale, bend the right knee. Stretch the heart forwards. Exhale and rock back. Last one like that. Bring right sit bone towards right heel. And then rocking back, Ardha Hanuman. Lovely. Inhale and coming all the way forwards. And then we're going to walk this right foot down and across towards the left side of your mat and wrap the right knee around the left knee. Okay. And then you're going to swish your left shin across towards the right side of your mat. Notice how your right hip is going to want to push forward so that you twist. See if you can get as square as you can and come down onto flat palms. Inhale, stretch the heart forwards. And as you exhale, rock the hips back towards the space between your ankles. Inhale, coming forwards. And exhale, rocking the hips back. Now for me, I'm slightly tighter on my outer hips. So for me, this is a really nice stretch. It feels like I can find a little bit of space on the outer hips. If you don't have any resistance there, this might not feel like a whole lot going on for you. But hopefully just stretching and finding space around the outer hips and the side of the pelvic bowl. Next time you come forwards, let's slide that right knee forwards and unhook it. Bring it back to the center. Walk your hands in towards your knees and come up. And let's take our left leg forwards and step it through. Again, go wider if you need that space. And then you can bring your hands down either side of the front foot or to the inside of your left foot if that feels better for you. Bring the pelvis forwards and close down the gap between your left sitting bone and your left heel so you've got a slope in your back knee. Particularly if your back knee is right underneath your back, underneath your right hip, and scoot it back an inch or two if you can, bring the pelvis forwards. As you inhale, float the arms forwards and up, draw the tail to pubic bone as you rise, palms are parallel, and as you exhale, belly to thighs, sweep the arms back. Inhale, catch the tail underneath you as you rise. And exhale and fold just like a wave. Beautiful, everyone. Last one, breathing in. And out and bow to the earth. Fingers stay on the floor now. And as you inhale, looking forward, stretch the heart forwards. And as you exhale, rock your hips back and work to straighten the front leg a little or a lot. Inhale, come forwards, back to that deep lunge, heart forwards. Exhale, rock back, straightening front leg. Inhale, coming forwards. And exhale, last time, straightening the front leg a little or a lot.
Great. Inhale, coming forwards. And then you're going to walk your left foot down behind your right wrist. And so you're wrapping your left knee around your right knee. That's it. Then swish your right shin across to the left side of your mat. Plant the palms flat on the floor. Check in to see if your left hip is really swinging forward. See if you can square the hips as much as you can. Inhale, and as you exhale, rock your hips back to that space between your ankles. Inhale, come forwards. And exhale, rock the hips back. Inhale, coming forwards. And exhale, rock the hips back into the space. Lovely. Coming all the way forwards, and you can undo that knot of your legs. Unwrap, unravel. Great. And then you can sit back towards your heels. Flip your hips to one side. Bring your legs out front. And let's take our feet nice and wide. Mat's width apart. We did quite a bit of squatting last week. And this is based on that. So from this position, you're going to hold on to your ankle flesh, the front of your ankles. And you're going to pull that ankle and calf flesh up. And use that as leverage to help you lengthen your spine. Draw the lower back in. Feel the weight even across your seat. Broaden your collarbones. And this might be enough for some friends. Some of us might turn this into a balance in a second. But if you want to stay here, if that's enough for you tonight, then do. I'm going to move towards a Kundalini lotus flower. So a little blossoming lotus flower. Flex your ankles. Take your middle fingers and your index fingers of each hand onto the inside of your big toes and wrap your thumbs around. So you've got a little yogi toe lock with each hand. Lean back. Find the balance on your seat. And then start to begin to straighten out your legs a little bit or a lot. And if this turns into any kind of backward roll, just be mindful. Watch your head. Let's spread out the four corners of the feet. Lengthen from the inner groins to the inner heels. Draw back from the outer heels to the outer hips. Broaden your collarbones. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bend your knees. Don't touch the feet down yet. Squeeze the knees together. Bring your hands to the back of your thighs. Heels up at the same height as your knees. A little baby boat. Spread your toes. Roll your inner thighs in and down to the front of your mat. Keep drawing the lower back in, the belly to the thighs. And then if you want to, take your hands away. Good. So you can join us here, even if you're in that little modified squat position, take your feet off the floor. Lean back, squeeze your legs together. Great. And then lowering down, touch down. Bring the hands back behind you. If your wrists are sensitive, turn your fingers out to the side. Otherwise, fingers can turn directly forwards. Soften the elbows. We're going to, in a second, lift up on an inhale to a table. Big lion's breath, surrendering breath at the top. Take an in-breath, lift the hips. Let it go. Lower the hips all the way down to the floor. And in a second, we're going to come down onto our backs. But just so you kind of know where we're going, I'm going to show you where we're going. Because once you're down there, there's a bit of twisting and turning in this. And I don't want you to strain your neck to try to see what's going on. So we're going to come into this threading the needle pose on our backs, which we've done lots and lots of times before. So we're going to start here. Let me do it the other way, actually, and then... easier for me to demo. So we're going to start here in the threading the needle, and then we're going to take a little yogi toe lock, or you could hold the ankle of the top leg. And as it's my left leg that is going to stretch up to the sky now, so I'm going to start to straighten that leg out, stretch my right arm and leg out, rolling onto my right side and taking my hand underneath my head. And this is called Anantasana, Vishnu's couch.
So Vishnu very famously had a serpent that he used to kind of lay on a bit like a chaise longue. So imagine that you're reclining on your own friendly serpent chaise longue underneath you on an ocean of milk, and you can stay right there. Then we're going to turn this top leg into a tree leg. So it's going to come down onto the inside of the thigh, or it can go lower down, but just not pressing on the kneecap. And then we're going to roll all the way over onto our bellies. The hands will go wide, and we're going to rise into a little baby tree cobra, and then lower all the way down. The leg straightens, and then we roll all the way over onto our backs, and we go the same thing on the other side. Okay? So if you've got any water bottles or anything on this alongside your mat, you might just want to move them out of the way now, just so that you don't roll onto them and knock them over. And then come down, lie on your back, bend your knees, right heel on top of left knee, flex the ankle, spread the toes, spin the right thigh away from you. So just check in that the big toe mound and the baby toe mound of your right foot are pressing away evenly. So we really want to keep that ankle flexed so that we protect the knee. Great. And if that's enough for you, if there's already a lot of sensation going on in your right hip, feel free just to stay there. You don't have to get the foot above the floor if this is enough. Otherwise, you're going to bring your left foot off the floor, feed your right hand through the gap, both hands hold the back of your left thigh, your left heel as high as your left knee with that ankle flexed too. Imagine that you're digging that heel down into something underneath it, so press down. Press this into my hand. That's it. And even when I take my hand away, you feel like you're just pressing it down. That's a great shot. Broaden your collarbones. Balance tip of chin and eyebrow center. And just notice the sensations around the outer right hip as we do this gentle hip opener. So we're going to turn it into that little Vishnu's couch kind of position now. So bring your right hand either onto your right ankle or a little yogi toe lock around your right big toe. Start to straighten your right leg up towards the sky as you stretch your left leg out ahead of you, your left arm back behind you. Start to roll to your left side and then bend your left elbow so that you cradle your head in your left hand. Yeah, there's all kinds of balancing issues around this pose. So take your time to get there. And if you need to not let go of the leg first and then get into that side kind of lying position and then re-grab the right leg, that's okay too. Great. And the bottom knee can be a little bit bent if you want to. If you want to use it as a little bit of a stabilizer. Lovely. Spread out through your right toes. Great. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, let go of your right leg and turn it into a tree leg. So your right knee bends, it's pointing up towards the ceiling. It can be on the inner thigh or down lower onto the inner calf if you like. We're just not pressing on the inner kneecap. And then keep that tree leg. Start to straighten your left leg out a bit if the knee was bent. And then roll all the way over onto your belly. All the way over, that's it. Keep the tree leg. Take your hands wide. Very elegantly done, everybody. Take your hands wide. Onto tented fingers. Check out that your wrists are underneath your elbows, just like we did in our fluid serpent cobra earlier. As you next inhale, let's come up into a little tree cobra, rising up. And then as you exhale, lowering gently back down. Stretch your right leg back into the center of the room and then roll all the way back over onto your back. Hey, good, we made it. Side one done, well done. Let's bend the knees. Bring left heel onto the top of the right knee. Flex the ankle, spread the toes, protect the knee first and then spiral the thigh away from you. Notice the sensation this side. Does it feel more restricted, less restricted? Have you got room to maneuver here, or do you just need to stay here and breathe space around the resistance on that left outer hip? Stay here if you wish, or pick up your right foot off the floor, feed your left hand through the gap, the hands hold the right thigh. Broaden the collarbones, settle the tip of the chin and the eyebrow center. Start to breathe into any places that you're feeling tightness or tenderness. And I'm going to turn it into that kind of reclining Vishnu's couch pose. So you're with your left hand, hold your left ankle or your left big toe. Stretch your right arm back and your right leg forwards as the left leg starts to reach the sky. Then you roll all the way over onto your right side and using your right hand underneath your head to support you. Careful. Point the elbow to the back wall. You can bend the bottom leg as a little bit of, for a bit of extra stability if you like, or straighten that leg out. And my tip is if you do straighten the leg out, engage that bottom foot. Spread the four corners to the front of your mat. And then usually that gives you that extra bit of stability as the bottom leg engages. Bring the pelvis slightly forwards. Lengthen up through that left leg. Really great. And then we're going to turn it into a tree leg. So bring the top foot down onto the inner right thigh or down onto the inner calf is also just great. Then you're going to roll all the way over onto your belly or all the way over with your tree leg. Take your hands wider than your chest, wide as your mat would be. Onto tented fingers, so get the heels of the hands off the floor. As you inhale, rise up into your little cobra tree. Very nice, and exhale, lowering all the way down. Straighten out your left leg into the center of the room and you can roll all the way over again onto your back. Yay, we made it. Hug your knees to your chest. Give yourself a little massage, a rock and roll on your back. Taking a breath in there and a few breaths out. And if that was hard work, a few nice surrendering exhales from the mouth are good. And then get yourself a bit of momentum, rock yourself back and forth. You can rock up to standing, do. A bit of momentum is needed. All the way up, that's it. That's it. Bringing yourself all the way up in your own time. Okay, good. So we're going to work on a few of the things that like the foundational stuff that we worked with last week. To start with. So let's, in fact, before we do that, let's find the fluidity again. So let's bring our feet as wide as our mat. Bend the knees, a little soft bend. Bring tail and pubic bone towards each other and then just start to circle. Nice big hula hooping hip circles, as big as feels good for you. But traveling quite slowly, just so that you can really feel where all those sticky points are. We all have them, in fact, on my left side, it's a bit more clunky than sticky. So just really observing the sensations that are going on for you. Now let's change the direction, see if that changes anything. Got cramp, Christine. Is it in your left side?
Yeah.
Just pull on your left earlobe. Squeeze your left earlobe and pull it down. Sometimes that can help. Gone? Yeah, good. Okay, coming back to the center. And let's lift up our left heel. And we're just going to do some little figure of eight kind of movements. So as you just move your pelvis figure of eight, noticing again how it feels to move in this way. How it feels to connect with all the sensations as they ebb and flow and twist and turn and shift and change. Without overthinking it, go back the other way around your figure of eight. Lovely. So really feeling that smooth, fluid quality in your movement. Let's lower the left heel, lift the right. The figure of eight to this side, noticing how it feels this way. And then changing the direction. Assuming that squeaky is a floorboard. Good. Did we change direction yet?
Yeah, okay.
And it kind of hypnotizes me, that kind of movement. Let's ground through the heels down. And then you can bring the feet towards each other. Great. So again, we're going to do a little bit of a balance first. So I'll show you where we're going with this and then how it's going to turn into something that is stable and fluid at the same time. So in a second, we've already done that kind of figure four position when we were just lying down on our backs a few moments ago. So we're going to come into that shape if it's available to you. And maybe the hands come into prayer and maybe we start to fold forwards and come forwards. If there's a knee thing going on for you right now, and it doesn't feel so great to connect the ankle and the knee, then you can just turn it more into a dancing Shiva position. So the heel is away. So you've still got that angle of the hip, but you're just not connecting. Okay, so you could turn it into that. But either way, wherever you end up, either hands together or hands apart, we're gonna be here for a couple of breaths, and then we're gonna step back with that leg behind us and come into warrior two. And then we'll flow between reverse warrior and side angle. So we'll have that very stable base and a very fluid torso. Okay, and we'll pulse in between that a few times. So let's come up towards the top of your mat so you've got space to step back. And then the feet about hips distance apart. Let's bring the hands to the hips. Bend both knees a little bit. Bring your tail and pubic bone towards each other. Eyes steady on a point. Spread into the corners of your right foot. And bring your left knee up towards you. Spin the heel in and the knee open. You might just want to stay there. Connect the foot onto the top of the knee if you like. Flex the ankle. Steer the right hip back. Some friends can bring the hands into a prayer. Start to feel like you're perching on a bar stool, taking the groins and pubic bones slightly back. Good. Bringing the tail under a little bit. Notice your breath in the balance. Wonderful. Slowly rising up and stepping that left foot straight back behind you. Spin the heel away. Bend your right knee. Check the tracking of that knee over second, third toe. Bring the arms up. Squeeze the feet together. Sit down more into your legs and feel the solidity of your foundation. Turn your right palm to the sky. Inhale, look back and lean back. Exhale, right forearm, right thigh, left arm, creating a huge diagonal line to your back heel. Inhale and reverse warrior. Lovely. Exhale, forearm to thigh. Great. And just keep going back and forth with your own pulse. So try to keep steering the front knee open and nothing changes in the lower half of the body. So the back leg stays strong and long all the time. That's it. Great. Shall we go back? That's it. Beautiful.
Woo! Go back that way. Go back that way.
Keep that knee bent and roll it open to your baby toe. There you go. And then bring your forearm onto that thigh. That's it. Beautiful. Press that thigh back. That's it. Nice. So you're having that stability of your base, but fluidity in the torso. Next time your forearm, your right forearm, comes back to your right thigh, pause in this side angle shape. Can you make the back leg stronger and longer? Bring the pelvis forwards. Roll the top shoulder back and still breathe down into the softness of your lower belly. One more breath there. Breathe in and out. reach the top hand to the sky, pull yourself all the way up, hands to the hips, and let's hop up top of the mat. Really great, everybody. Same sequence onto the other side. So let's have the feet hip distance apart. Hands on hips. Both knees bend a little bit. Bring your tail and pubic bone towards each other. Spread into your left foot, just like we did last week, into the four corners of the foot. And then bring your right knee up towards you. Turn the heel in and the knee open. You can stay with that dancing Shiva variation if you like, or connect right heel just above your left knee, making that figure four position. Maybe the hands to the heart, then maybe you sit down like you're perching on a bar stool. Good. Great. Take your time. I'm just going to move out of everybody's line so I'm not in your way. Great. Notice your breath there. Clear, steady focus. And no, of course, it doesn't matter, like I said last week, it doesn't matter if we wobble or we even fall out. This is just practice, just training ground. As you next inhale, let's come up. Try not to put your foot down, but stretch your right leg straight back and anchor the heel down. A good leg length apart with your feet if you can. Spin the back heel away. Sit down into Warrior Two. Check in the tracking of your front knee. Make sure it's rolling open. And make your back leg really super strong and long. Turn your left palm to the sky. Inhale, lean back, look at your back heel. Exhale, forearm to thigh, fluid in the movement. Inhale, just like a willow tree blowing in a breeze, going back and forth with absolute solidity in the lower half of the body. So we've got a really strong foundation and the movement just flowing in the trunk. Being guided by your breath as you flow back and forth. Beautiful. And next time your forearm comes forwards onto your left thigh, pause there. Press down into the forearm so you can lengthen your left side body. Make your right leg, your back leg, even stronger, even longer. Bring the pelvis forwards more. Roll the top shoulder back. Lovely. And the top palm facing down. One long line of energy from your top fingers to your back heel. Take a breath down into your lower belly. Breathe in. And out. Great. Reach up with the top hand. Inhale, bring yourself all the way up. Hands onto your hips. Turn your toes to the right, to the long edge of your mat. Your feet nice and wide apart. Let's spin the heels in and the toes out. Not so much that you get too wobbly, but just a slight angle there. And then bend the knees into goddess pose. Just check that your knees are tracking your toes. Adjust your feet rather than your knees if they're not in the same direction. Bring the hands into a little chalice cup so the heels of the hands touch. Edges of thumbs and little fingers touch. As you inhale, straighten the legs, take the arms up. And as you exhale, burst the arms open, bend the knees, almost like you're scooping the earth and water energy up from beneath you, all the way up with your chalice cup. And then bursting the arms open, let that energy cascade around you. Breathing in, drawing up from the earth and the water. And exhale and circling around. And just keep going with that pulse all the way up and open. Great. And just last two cycles like that. Feeling the space in your pelvis, the fluidity in your movement. And next time you come all the way up to stand, circle the arms wide and onto the hips. Take an in breath. So we're going to go forward with a big lion's breath, a little micro bend of the knees. Inhale, and as you exhale, hinge from the hips. Let it go.
Lovely. You can let your arms dangle. Hold opposite elbows. Bend your right knee and sway to your right. And then bend your left knee, straighten the right to sway to your left. So one knee bends and you sway towards it. And then alternate side to side. Just going side to side a little bit, finding a bit of space there. Great. And then coming back to the center, bend both knees just a little bit, hands onto the hips. Stretch the heart forward, squeeze the thighs together, hinge from your hips to rise back up to stand. And you can toe heel your feet together and turn around to the front of your mat and bring yourself down to the floor. So I'm going to give you an option now. We're going to come into a pose that actually we haven't done for a long time in this particular class. So it's called Kapotasana, it's called Pigeon Pose. So we're going to come into this pose, but it's not usually the nicest pose if you've got any kind of knee issues going on. So I'll show you where this is going if you've got a knee issue, okay? So to come into Pigeon Pose, remember that pose we did earlier and we wrapped the leg around? What we're going to do instead is we're going to bring the knee forwards and we bring the heel forwards, but we scoop the back knee back. So it's not dissimilar to where we were earlier, but we're going to come here. I'm just going to grab hold of my blocks for a second. So if it is that it's quite difficult for you to stay balanced in the center, you just grab a block and pop it underneath your hip so that you're nice and square there. What we don't want to have happen is that we're kind of lopsided off onto one hip. And then when we come forward, and then you can come forwards, and maybe there's a block underneath the forehead, and you can just hang out there and breathe, okay? And we'll hold it for a few, 30 seconds, 45 seconds or something on one side, and then come out and go into the other side. Now, my friends who know that they're already thinking, oh no, my knees are just not going to be happy with that, then your options are you can go back to that figure four stretch that we had done earlier before we went into the Vishnu's couch move, or you can do a wall frog. So you come up to the wall and you take your legs wide. And then you turn your heels in and your toes out, the legs are wide. And then you can just use your hands just to get a little bit of extra weight there in the inner thighs, okay? So the choice is yours. So if anybody would prefer to do the wall frog, if it's kinder for your knees, then take your mat with you so you've got something warm underneath your back and come lie down with your feet onto the wall. Otherwise, maybe taking two blocks or at least one block to put your head on. And maybe your blanket as a little support for underneath your hip. And then coming over onto all fours. Bring your right knee towards your right wrist. Flex or point your right ankle. And feel like you're lifting the underside of the ankle up off the floor. It doesn't physically have to lift, but just feel like you're doing that. With your back toes tucked, scoot your back knee back, and then come up onto your fingertips. If you can stay here and feel nice and balanced, then great. If you need the extra support, just pop something underneath your outer hip. Lovely. And then we're going to come all the way forwards and down. Are you okay, Dawn? Okay, then this pose is not for you. I wouldn't do it, Dawn. I just wouldn't go there. Come out. Coming forwards, bringing your forehead to a block.
I don't think it's what I'm not going to be able to do about long, so I would just definitely
as you rest down into your little pigeon pose, feel like you're drawing your back knee forwards and drawing your front shin back so that you have a little balance in your pelvis. Breathe all the way down into your belly. And you can untuck the back toes if you like, but just don't let the ankle kind of twist and sickle out. So make sure that the toes do point back if there's your untucking. And taking one more breath there, breathe in. And a big breath out of the mouth. Lovely. And then you can come back up again onto tented fingers. And you can begin to come out of that pose. Just by bringing your back knee in a little bit usually helps, and your weight will come forwards a bit. You can slide your right knee back. And let's switch to the other side. So if you're in the figure four variation, your left heel on top of your right knee. For pigeon, your left knee just behind your left wrist. Tuck under your back toes. And as you turn your left knee open to the left, you can flex or point your left ankle, but activating that leg somehow so that it feels like the underside of your ankle lifts. And then we're actively protecting the knee. So there's no twisting in the knee. Keep the back toes tucked for a moment. Scoot the back knee back and then rise up onto your tented fingers. If you need the extra stability underneath your outer hip, then pop a little blanket underneath there. And then you can come forwards and third eye onto your block. You can stretch the arms forward so that you're not really holding yourself up. You can let yourself really surrender into the hips. Breathing down into the fullness and the softness of your belly. Breathe in through the nose. And a few long sighs out of the mouth. And as you feel into the sensations in your belly, notice if it still feels tight or loose, or if the sensations have begun to change a little bit through our fluid practice. At the end of your next exhalation, you can slowly roll yourself all the way up. Great. Walk that back knee in just a tad. That's it. And then you can move the other leg out. Great. And from this all fours position, let's tuck the toes and just lift up to an easy dog and just pedal through your heels. Or pivot on your feet, or ripple your spine, or just move in any way that feels nice for you, just wiggling out any remnants of stuckness. Well done. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you can bring your knees down onto the floor, and just come back to sit on your heels, stretch your legs out front. And I'll just show you where we're going now, because we're just going to do the last couple of poses, happy baby versions, on our backs, and then we're going to go into Shavasana. So you want socks and sweaters on now, you can grab those while I just show you these couple of variations. So we're going to come into happy baby pose in a second. The version where we hold the shins or the ankles or the outer edges of the feet. And then we're almost going to feel like we've got hold of a steering wheel. And we're just going to move a little bit in that kind of way. Just massaging into lower back a little bit. Then we're going to hold on to the backs of the heels. Or you could hold on to the backs of your shins too. We're going to pull the heels down, but equally press the heels up. So we've got a little resistance in the pelvis. And then we're going to keep one leg in happy baby pose, extend the other leg up. I'm going to turn the center seam of that leg towards my happy baby leg. And then I'm going to bring it across and down and as big a fuller circle as I can. Okay?
We'll do about three on each side.
All right.
So come down onto your back. Coming into the traditional happy baby form. Holding on to the outer edges of your feet. The elbows more towards the inside of your knees if you can. And then you're nice and wide there. And then begin just to feel like you've got hold of a steering wheel and you're almost on a spinning top. And just giving your lower back a little bit of a massage there. And you can hold on to the back of your calves or the heels of your feet. And get that resistance. So as much as you're pulling down on the leg or the heels, press the heels up towards the ceiling. Extend your tail long to the front of your mat. Then bring your left hand onto the outside edge of your left foot, traditional kind of happy baby. You can take your right arm open to the right as a little stabilizer. Take your right leg straight up to the sky. Turn the center seam of that right leg open to your left leg. So it turns in. So it turns in to the left. And then bring that leg down to the left. Circle it down to the front of your mat and around in front of you. So this leg.
There you go.
And you probably discovered that there's a little bit of core control that's needed here as well. We're just really feeling the movement. Slow the movement right down and make that circular action just as full as you can so the leg stays as close to the floor as you can.
The leg out of the way for when you're circling.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, but you're trying to get the leg as low and circular as you can. Can you feel the difference in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing it on the leg, really. Up, let's switch around. So hold on to your right leg with a happy baby leg. Take the left arm open to the left. Stretch the left leg up to the sky. Turn the leg inwards towards your right foot. And then bring the leg down to your right. Down to the floor and open to your left. Yeah, and you might notice that one side might feel very different than the other. My left side always gets very clunky with it. Good. And then next time that leg comes around and up, you can hug both knees into your chest. Give yourself a little massage on your back. Let's bring the soles of the feet down onto the floor. Drop the knees apart so the soles of the feet are together, just like we did right at the beginning of our practice. Bring the hands back to Yoni Mudra, the triangle around the navel center. Close the eyes. Balance the tip of the chin and the eyebrow center. Start to breathe down into your lower belly. And it's the color orange that is the color of balance in the second chakra. So as you breathe now, feel as though you're breathing the color orange all the way down into your belly. And as we begin to connect to the balance here in this energy center, We begin to feel grounded enough to be contained, but open enough to flow, to connect, and to feel. We're more able to shift and change and really go with our flow. We're able to nurture ourselves and others with deep compassion, have grace in our movements and healthy boundaries. When we feel slightly out of balance here, we tend to feel a bit more rigid in our bodies and in our attitudes. We have a fear of change and a real lack of enthusiasm, desire, and passion in all aspects of our lives and our being. So by balancing this second chakra, we start to flow more freely with the dynamic energy that helps us to see new pathways, that helps us to grow, to change and transform, that helps us reclaim our ability to feel passion, pleasure, and connectedness.
Here in Suptavada Konasana, then feel free just to stay, keep breathing into your lower belly. If you'd rather come into a more traditional Shavasana form, stretch out your legs, maybe let the hands fall away or bend your knees, then let yourself rest now.
Absorb and integrate the benefits of your practice.
Beginning to deepen your breath now. And as your breath deepens, starting to move back towards wakefulness, you can gently begin to roll to one side. Bring yourself up to sit, keeping that feeling of calmness in your body as you transition upwards from Shavasana. And once again, let's bring the left hand to the lower belly, the right hand mirroring on the back. And recall that challenge that you're facing on your life's path right now.
Notice the feelings around it, the sensations around it, the charge around it. How does it feel now? Maybe new pathways, new tributaries reveal themselves immediately. And even if they don't, knowing that you've already started to shift energetically and move any stuckness around that obstacle so that you can flow more freely. Let's bring our hands into Anjali Mudra in front of the heart and silently affirm to yourself, I flow around obstacles effortlessly. I trust myself to follow my dreams and desires. I adapt with grace to any situation. Bowing forwards to your own heart, and taking this connectedness to the Svadhisthana chakra with you so that you may continue to find passion, be creative, and go with your flow and let go even more so that you can transform and grow. And release any holding that's been stored in and around the pelvis that's been holding you back. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste. Thank you, everybody.